Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. So glad you're listening to us this morning. And hopefully we make it worth your while. We try to do it every single day. Really, genuinely try to do it every single day. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on Thursday this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, Jake, and David, and Candy, if she's back there anywhere. Good
everybody.
Morning to all of you.
Yeah. Everybody. Did you get enough to eat on Friday at the state cook-off?
Oh, what a wonderful time that was.
That is, I am still a little bit full from that. It's always such a good thing.
Yeah, so yeah, looking forward to that next year. I wish they did it more than once a year. That was just a great event for a great cause, and they raised a lot of money, so mission accomplished.
Always a good thing. A couple of events that we had. Not very many things happening this week in the city that are sort of big newsworthy crimes, which is great. I always celebrate that. But we did have a woman who got shot near Haines Street, right? Which is, you know, your headquarters are on Haines Street, just for people who don't know the locations. Not that it was by headquarters, but it was on that street.
Yeah, it was north of there, a place called No Name Apartments. So I can't give you the name of it. Well, actually, I just did, but a lot of times when we mention that, people think that we're kidding, but that's the name of it. It was sort of a domestic situation where the victim knew the suspect, and we were able to quickly determine who that was and make an arrest.
Very good. Well, you know, and she was shot, injured, but, I mean, I don't know the outcome of the shooting. She's okay, or?
Yeah, she was shot in the chest, and she's going to be okay. So that's, you know, that's rare, but what great news that is. So, So, yeah, we were able to close that one pretty quick, and since then it's been fairly quiet. And, you know, since you brought that up, the shooting, we are still on track with the ShotSpotter system going online, hopefully before the first of the year, maybe possibly in December.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We're looking really, really forward to that, you know, to see how that works out and to be able to start keeping a new set of statistics to be able to give you guys.
And again, for people who haven't heard us have this conversation before, the biggest advantage of ShotSpotter is that the automation system will capture the shot, triangulate it, and you can direct dispatch of the law enforcement officers to go to that vicinity. And I mean, it can even do like identify the caliber of the weapon. There's all kinds of things. So you don't have to wait for the 15 neighbors who don't call, and then the one neighbor who does call, and they're not quite sure what happened or where it took place. And then eventually you send officers, and like the problems over the current system, right? The disadvantages.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going to, the biggest advantage is it's going to know the difference between a lightning strike, a backfire, fireworks. It's going to know that this was a shot. This is determined between a combination between computers and people who actually listen to it and get it to us in less than a minute. So our response times, there's two things being cut out, if you will. One is the person calling 911, and the other one is dispatch. This goes straight to the officers. Not only is MCT, but his or her phone will be capable of getting that as well, getting that information as well, and responding within seconds. Our response time is already 2 or 3 minutes, but it's going to be even quicker now once ShotSpotter is up and running.
Just for the people, what is an MCT?
A mobile computer terminal. That's the computer, the laptop that we have in our cruisers.
I figured that's what you meant, but I wanted to make sure, because I know somebody's listening like, wait, what is that now exactly?
I know better than to use acronyms. I should have said that to start with, but sometimes when you say it all the time, it just kind of came out there. So my apologies on that.
Different from the ShotSpotter, I believe, is you guys also got approval from city council to put in some surveillance cameras. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So where they're going to be and when they're up and running, I'm not aware of. But, yeah, cameras are a great thing, you know, especially they've proven to be very helpful in the downtown area. And, again, I don't know exactly where these are going to go, but when they're up and running, we're going to let you know.
Very good. One of the kind of ongoing law enforcement stories is the level of alert in terms of protecting, you know, synagogues and Jewish schools with the things that are going on in the Middle East right now. Anything particular that you all are doing other than, you know, just constant communication and maybe enhanced patrolling in the vicinity? Anything that you guys are doing?
Yeah, you know, Chief Randall's been in constant communication with the folks at these facilities, and if they request extra help, then we're going to provide that. We are already doing extra patrols in these areas, but sometimes they want officers on site, you know, in an off-duty capacity. That's happened in the past, and if they ever request that, then we're going to take care of that for them. But Right now, we're doing extra patrols in both marked and unmarked vehicles, keeping an eye on these facilities.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, I saw a law has been filed, and I thought it was kind of an interesting one, that would require police officers or law enforcement officers to be basically with every ballot box. When the ballot boxes go to the precinct, when they're there during the precinct, during the voting, and then when they come back to the supervisor of elections office, the idea is to put essentially an armed guard on every ballot box. And my first thought when I saw this was, well, in theory, great, but how many cops is that going to take? You know, that seems like a lot of manpower. Any thought on just the logistical feasibility of something like that on election day? For, I assume in the city, it'd be PPD's responsibility.
It would, but this is one of those things, again, that we've talked many times about. If the law comes down, or if we're told to do it by people above us, then we will get it done. We will find a way to make it happen. But, you know, manpower is scarce sometimes, and our number one priority is to protect the lives and property of the citizens of Pensacola first. But if a mandate comes down, then we will make it happen.
All right, very good. I figured that would be your answer, but I wanted to check and, see if your intuitions about this were the same as mine. I always want to check on that. You have a cop myth or a did you know or why do they do that for us this week?
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a quote from a patrol officer about the state of law enforcement? You know, we always know nationwide what politicians think, what union representatives think, what, you know, statements from police executives and PIOs. But you never hear from the officer working the streets, what I call the worker bees out there at the police department. So police1.com recently did a survey to find out what these officers are concerned about, what their major concerns are. And 52% of them said recruitment and retention is their number one concern. And that, of course, is the less officers you have, the more workload the officers that you do have must face, and then it's tough for them to take leave. They get leave canceled, they miss family events and things like that. So that came in number one at 52%. Number two was the risk of prosecution for on-duty actions at 17%, and at 15% was officer wellness and morale. Also, media coverage of police issues came in at 9%, and then ambush attacks at 4% were the top concerns of the street officers.
Wow, recruitment and retention. Well, they're thinking about the things that you're thinking about that we're thinking about, and that's interesting. No, that's, I appreciate that. Yeah, so there's something ironic about the PIO telling me about how the PIO is... Like, we got to ask the officers. But still, you're relaying information that comes from a survey of officers on the street. And obviously, I certainly appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department and a good friend. Mike, as always, thank you for the information and thanks for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.